B-Pod Studios.
Thing at my high school?
Is it in your Wikipedia page?
No, I don't think it's on my Wikipedia page.
What high school
page.
Did you go to?
Salem High School.
They don't even have, like, you know how they tell you, like, famous people from your day on
that. Nothing. Oh my gosh, I'm on mine!
You added it!
I didn't add
you
it!
You added that!
I
yes,
didn't
you
even
did!
Know it.
You could be my new thing! This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mady, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Should we show everybody, Roy, what we had fun with yesterday late in the show?
Yes.
Go ahead, I'll give you the honors.
Yeah! Yeah! I just give you all so much ammunition. Yeah.
And that's from a War of the Roses that we played. I don't know if I'll be able to find it. Let me see if this is it. It was a brand new War of the Roses from yesterday where Kara was breaking up with Ty, but Ty turned the tables.
Whoa. I want to be very clear that you're not breaking up with me. I'm breaking up with your cheating ass.
Yeah.
I remember just looking at Roy when we were recording that war, and I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now we officially have this guy.
There you go, brother.
And Lorraine joining him.
That's a good one.
I'm glad I can join. There you go, brother.
Anybody in the studio want to get naked?
Yeah.
Whoa, all right, Lorraine, let's do it.
Wow. Woo-hoo.
It's not even Get Naked at Work Day. I think that's in March.
Yeah.
Who here wants to work without getting a paycheck?
Yeah.
Wow.
No.
Man, I'll make sure our boss knows that.
Very funny, Ryan.
Who here is loving the Beasley benefits? Say yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. Loving your company.
Hey, if anybody is looking for a second job, and that's the way life is now, is you have job A and then everybody has a side hustle. I don't know if this is a full-time job or not, but Oscar Mayer is looking for a Wienermobile driver.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's the hunt for America's next Wienermobile hot dogger. Kraft Heinz Company is accepting applications right through next Thursday to drive the famous Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
It sounds like it should be a TV show, like a reality TV.
Yeah. I mean,
we're looking for the next star to drive our Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
Can't say it. You can't say Wienermobile.
No, I can't.
What's involved? The job includes driving the vehicle across the country, to going to different events, and also jumping on local news and radio stations.
Whoa.
Doing print media. But it's not like they're looking for just anyone. Applicants should have a college degree in journalism, public relations, communications, advertising, and marketing. Aaron, you were talking about dropping out of college. This is why you need that degree.
Yeah, because if you want to work for Oscar Mayer, they got to be an educated person to handle their wiener.
I'm sure this person is, like, running their social media, too.
The company promises a competitive salary and a company car guaranteed to turn heads. The Wienermobile.
I don't know if I would drive that on a day-to-day basis.
There's so many things we could take this. Like, they better pay.
Yeah.
I mean, they better pay well if I'm going to have to be with a wiener all day.
Hey-o.
You know?
I wonder if you have to eat, like, hot dogs and stuff.
Oh, I hope not.
You probably get free hot dogs.
Well, because you get tired. I love hot dogs, but you get tired of that after a while.
Oh, yeah, that's like a once-in-a-while meal.
Yeah. That's not pizza. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not. You can have pizza with different toppings.
Unless you're four.
Pizza's filling to me. I could down hot dogs. Listen, I'm already on one challenge. I can't pick up another one.
Yeah, how's your...
It's 1 week.
They smell? Mania's
I don't know.
Wearing,
we'll do an update later. I'll let Roy take a whiff.
Mania is wearing the same underwear for 2 weeks straight because they are self-cleaning underwear that has sterling silver in them.
Yes, Roy's boyfriend has invented this.
What's going on?
No, it's called Silver Tech Technology.
Okay.
And, I have it written down to give an update later on the show.
You know your skin can turn blue. Like, you could literally have...
I don't know that.
Yes.
And I want you to give me the details on that later.
Oh, yes. My gosh, what if his manhood's blue?
I know.
I want
to
see
a whole new meaning to that term.
Yeah.
Well, stand by, everybody. Around 6:50, I'll check and see if my manhood's blue.
And we were joking about this, like this storyline is not even an A storyline of the show. Like, you wearing the same underwear is like a C storyline to our program. And like, maybe 30% of the audience knows that you're doing it.
Yeah.
And like, you're so committed to it.
Because you know what? Honestly, I'm doing it out of my own curiosity. Like, I don't really care the publicity I get from this stupid thing.
We're not doing it at 7:50 every day. No.
The company said that they have this, there's a new technology, on how you could wear the same underwear for 2 weeks, because the SilverTech technology actually prevents sweating and it actually like cleans itself. It keeps any like stench out, and they like wear it for 2 weeks. Well, guess what? Today's 1 week.
You know, the blue thing is a real thing.
I don't know that.
It's a guy's entire body is blue. Like, he turned blue.
Why? Because he wore SilverTech boxers?
No, not the SilverTech boxers, right. But...
I mean, it was near silver or something.
Well, find out why and tell me at 6:50 this morning.
I think he laid on a silver bed.
He was on Oprah at some point.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then he must be real.
Oh, yeah. Of course it's
I don't
real.
Think it's like a fake thing.
Lorraine, you'd like this. A woman found out her boyfriend had been cheating on her. And so he sold his most favorite possession ever. What do you think a man's favorite possession could be?
His car.
That's not a bad guess.
His PlayStation.
That is a good guess. Xbox.
Okay.
She sold the Xbox for just $4. The Xbox One. She recently found out her boyfriend of 4 years had been cheating on her. And she's also pregnant. So she decided to get back at him the best way that she knew. She took to Facebook and sold the thing that he loved more than anything for just $4. She also threw in the $60 headset and a few $100 worth of games for good measure. For those that don't know, the console alone sells for $250.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Take that.
She did say she was going to use the $4 to buy a kitchen knife to slash his tires.
I love her.
That's what the article
she's
awesome.
Oh, she's sassy.
Oh, that's funny. All right, well, Roy, tell everyone we got on deck today. Let me give you some on deck music.
Oh, okay, this is fun.
Here we go.
That's on deck music?
Sure, it's the only thing to Saturday Night Live.
Big show with the Meanie Roy and the Rim Morning Show, paying your bills at 8 a.m. Also, someone knocks on the door at 2 a.m. Something wrong? Was there an emergency?
Whose door was it?
It was my door.
Ah.
Very concerned household.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll find out more information about that.
Got two new senseless surveys for you.
Yes.
7:20 and 8:20 this morning.
We're not doing any Panic at the Disco, right?
No, that was last night.
Yeah, already done.
Yeah, throw these show sheets out. We'll need new updated ones.
Oh, okay.
You say, like, we're giving away Panic at the Disco.
Yeah, that wasn't. That needs to be replaced.
All right.
All that.
And so much more right here on the Meanie Roy and Lorraine Morning Show. Thanks for hanging with us and making us the most listened to, least rated morning show.
Kiss 95.1.
Boy, leave it to Nicole's college, NC State, to put together one of the coolest challenges ever, I think.
What's going on?
Listen to this. What started out as just 10 friends has transformed into a nationally publicized charity race and a tradition to complete before graduating from NC State University. It's the Krispy Kreme Challenge. Nicole, are you familiar with this? The Krispy Kreme Challenge?
Well, she's coming in.
Oh, this must be good.
Yeah.
It's good when she's coming.
Are you familiar with this? Did you do this when you graduated?
Of course, I did it every single year that I was there.
Tell everyone about it.
So the Krispy Kreme Challenge is, Krispy Kreme, obviously you know what Krispy Kreme is,
yep.
But like the old, I don't know if it's the oldest one or if it was the headquarters, but it was like right in downtown Raleigh.
Well, they were founded in Winston-Salem, which isn't that far.
Yeah, so, like, I mean, it's been there, like, forever. Like, I'm pretty sure it was there when my parents went to state. And so what you do is you start at campus.
Yep, at the bell tower.
Yep, at the bell tower. And you run to Krispy Kreme, which there is like, I think altogether there and back, it's like 5 miles.
Yep, but 2.5 each way.
Yeah, so you run 2.5 miles there, and you can, there's two different ways that you can run. You can run as casual, or you can run as a competitor. If you run as a competitor, when you run the 2.5 miles there, you have to eat a dozen donuts.
Oh.
Before even running back.
It's 2,400 calories, according to this article. 12 donuts,
yeah.
5 miles, 1 hour.
Do you burn it off?
I know. Is the reason that you... In my head, I'm going to tell myself if I'm running this thing, that the reason that they're having me run to Krispy Kreme is because I'm having negative calories, and then I can eat those calories and run back.
And it balances out.
So, like, you'll literally... I mean, it's... Honestly, it's one of the grossest things you'll ever see. Like now there's all these housings on the way, so you'll see people like set up shop watching these people run back, because when people run back is the real deal. Because for the people who do the competitor challenge, mm-hmm. where they have to finish those dozen donuts before running back, they'll squish them, they'll dip them in water
how
and
do you
milk
carry them? You can't have them in the box.
They give you a box.
You run with the box?
No, you have to eat them there.
Oh.
So you have to, they hand you a box.
Why are they rushing through the eating process? I'd take my sweet time eating the donuts.
Because you have an hour to do it.
Yeah, because what you want to do is you want to finish it in the hour.
Oh, how long does it take to run 2.5 miles?
Maybe like 20 minutes.
Like any of us in here know that answer.
Yeah, right. You know what I mean? I don't know.
25 minutes?
Hold on, I have a question for you.
Okay.
So you start at the bell tower on the NC
Hillsborough.
State yep. University on the campus, okay? Do you eat donuts there or you
nope.
just run?
You run there.
Then you eat the donuts.
Then you eat the
then
donuts.
Then you run back.
Mm-hmm. Then you run back.
I think I want to try this.
Hey, it's Valentine's. Yeah. It's coming up. It's in February every year.
Yeah.
You're going to run a block and get tired.
Yeah. On the way back.
But
I'll walk.
Do you puke?
I've never done competitor, like, because I can't do a dozen donuts. So if you're casual, they'll hand you a dozen donuts, and you can keep the box, you can eat one and run back, you can walk back, whatever. But if you're competitor, then you have to literally eat a dozen donuts before running back. So you'll see them squishing them together, putting them in water, and then on the way back is when the action starts, because you'll see people like...
Yeah, cramping up.
Yeah.
You know what's cruel? I loved Krispy Kreme donuts, and they just put one of their corporate offices next to my apartment.
Mm.
But there's no donuts.
What do you mean there's no donuts?
So I see Krispy Kreme.
But it's just the headquarters.
But it's just an office.
Yeah. You know what would really be brutal if they turned on the smell and you could smell them, but then you couldn't get them?
Like, right? It's like some innovative factory where they're testing new donuts and I'm just having to smell it.
People are banging on the door at 4 a.m.
I think this is cruel because I love donuts, but I hate running.
Oh, I would never participate in this silly challenge.
Let me ask Nicole one more question. As a graduate of NC State, how many students do this? I mean, do a lot of students, or is it kind of a small group?
No, I mean, it's not just students. Like, people travel to do this.
Really?
So anybody that goes to NC State would know about this, you think?
Yeah. Anyone who goes to NC State or went to NC State has done this at least 1 year.
Well, I think I want to try it, y'all.
Are you going to do competitor?
I'm not going to go up there. I'll just do it here.
Well, how do you know the distance?
I'll measure 5 miles. What? I got a Fitbit.
Can I be your safety person that follows you in the car with a camera?
You'll have to stay in the studio with Roy.
Oh, you're going to do it during the radio show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know where the nearest Krispy Kreme is from here? It's kind of far.
It's like Cotswold, right?
Yeah.
Dude, I'll get the donuts here, put them 5 miles away from here, and I'll run there, eat them, and then come back.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean.
I don't know that you could make it to Dunkin' Donut on South Boulevard.
Well, we'll start there. How about I start training today?
Okay.
I'll go to the CVS across the street, and each day I'll add like a quarter of a mile.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Manny on the sidewalk just eating donuts.
Right.
Tired.
Forgot about the race. Just eating donuts. Oh, yeah,
on
that's
your
right.
Back.
There's a second part of this. Anybody want to join me? New intern Jamie. Aaron? Yeah, you would get down with that? For real?
I mean, like, what if we split it, the dozen? I can maybe do six.
Do like a relay?
Yeah,
you do 2.5 miles.
Man.
I did 2.5 miles.
I used to run.
Oh, you can hand
we
batons.
Can hand the donuts as
yeah,
batons.
That's a good idea.
We could do that.
All right. This is a work in progress. I like where it's going.
All right. So, Chris Brown, we told you yesterday that he had been detained in Paris for sexual assault. And we're now getting new details that he has been released without bail. Although officers are still investigating the incident, the 24-year-old model says that she met him at a club, went back to the hotel, and the assault went on for like 30 minutes. And she was also assaulted by the bodyguard. So both of them were picked up in this situation, but released while they finished the investigation.
Oh, no.
Ariana Grande, she just released her track list of her new upcoming album, which comes out on February 8th. And, of course, we know Thank You Next, Imagine, Seven Rings will be on there. But there's also a couple track names, Break Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm Bored, and NASA. Now, if you remember, Pete Davidson used to wear that NASA shirt all the time. Yeah, so yeah. I assume that that song will be about him.
Okay.
Jay Leno, he is opening up on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen.
Yeah.
And he says that it was never up to him to leave the show and then come back. Oh, it's all up to the network.
Jeez.
I've read a really big book on that.
Here we go.
He wanted his show back so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, he never wanted to leave. He never wanted to hand it over to Conan.
Well, that's kind of what he said.
And I kind of agree with him that I think they were kicking him out a little too soon. But the way it all happened was messed up.
They didn't want Conan to leave, so they had to promise Conan the Tonight Show to keep him. NBC did.
By the way, this is 10 years ago.
Right.
Yeah, and this is a long time ago.
It worked out for Conan. Didn't work out so good. Now he's on TBS or something.
I can't think of anything I'd do different.
You can't.
Well, no, I didn't, you know. Look, they're rating-based shows. It's not your decision. People act like it's your decision. Well, you know, I think I'll go back and do this. The network makes these decisions. They decide you're going to leave, and then they decide you want to come back. So there's not a lot different I would have done.
Do you remember he had a 10 o'clock show for a little while?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Horrible.
The Jay Leno. It's called the Jay Leno.
Why do you think that was so bad?
Oh, because nothing succeeds at 10 o'clock.
You think that's what it was? It was literally just the time slot?
ER had a pretty good run.
Oh, I guess so, but that...
See, that's when I'm, like, done putting the baby to bed. Like, if I didn't have to be here at 6 a.m., that's when I would be watching TV.
Here's the thing. You're used to watching Jay Leno at 11:30.
Yeah.
If Letterman came back and did, like, a 7 p.m. thing, it would be weird.
Yeah.
You're used to somebody being in that spot, which is why when I pitched us to do an hour from 4 to 5 each day, the company turned it down.
Yeah.
But back then, too, it was all about your lead-in. So now, I mean, Netflix and Hulu didn't matter. It all mattered about the show that was in front of you.
That is very true.
So if that show did well, then you would get some of that, and then that would kind of go down
trickle
the line.
Down.
That's 10 years ago. That doesn't happen anymore.
And TV doesn't even work like
that. No, it's completely different. And so it was messed up back then.
All right, coming up in the 7:30 Dirty, we'll talk about the snubs. The Oscar noms came out. And also, Taylor Swift, she's got a new project on the horizon, but we'll talk about that then. That's your Dirty.
Thank you, Loren. Roy, what did you have delivered to you from Amazon?
I got a taser.
We're going to tell you why Roy got a taser, and if you're a fan of the MRL show, you're going to love it. It's coming up in just about 7 minutes.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand, whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Why are people asking about my underwear?
Because you've been wearing the same pair for a week.
And I'll give you an update on how that last week has gone. And if anybody wants to sniff, we can do that coming up in 10 minutes. Well, the word sniff sounds creepy, but smell is a science experiment after all. Plus, Loren, you said that I got to be aware of something that could be dangerous to my health after doing this, so we'll talk about that in 10 minutes, too.
Yes.
But next week on the MRL show, Roy purchased something for us. And do you want to just play it?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
What do we have there?
I got a wonderful taser.
We got us a taser, y'all.
Why? Just why? That's my only question is why. And stop pointing it at me.
To answer your question, why, Loren?
It's not creepy. Pull that audio, please, Nicole.
Next week on the MRL show, starting Monday at 7:50, we're going to play a game called Truth or Taser. Now, this goes back to a couple months ago when we all took a lie detector test. We were asked 5 questions, but we had so many questions that hit the floor that never made the cut. And when we found out from producer Nicole what some of them were, we were like, oh, those are good. Like, we still need to be held accountable for those questions.
So what we're going to do is we're going to ask those questions, and you can only pass once. And if you pass, you got to get shocked.
You got to tell us the truth, the story behind the question, And if you pass, you get the taser.
I will bare my soul for you.
Oh, good. And that's good radio, too. That's the thing, is it's a win-win for everyone.
Now, up on the Instagram, at the MRL show, I believe it's on our story, I took a hit to the leg yesterday.
Maybe I want to try it, just so I got, I'm kind of aware of what's coming.
Come over.
No.
All right.
No. All
right. By the way, you can watch this right now. Look up Kiss95.1. On Facebook, you'll be able to watch me give Manny a hit in the leg.
Hold on, come on over, buddy. I need to video this too.
On my crotch.
Okay, well, I'm going to do it in your butt.
Okay, pull that audio too.
No, on my butt.
I'm going to do it on your butt. That's because it's a little fattier and it's going to absorb.
See, what are you
going
to do?
Okay.
That's too long.
Nobody can hear.
What do you mean too long?
Just give it like one.
Okay, I'll do it a little hit.
Let me see your little hit.
Right. Are you ready? Bend over a little bit. Ready?
Ah!
I didn't do anything!
Do anything! All right, we'll count down. We'll count you. All right. 1, 2, 3.
Ah!
Did you feel that?
Ah!
It's not that bad.
No, but it's like a weird tickle.
A tickle? Tickle is not anything I would use to describe a taser.
It's like that, but like a little, like it goes through your body.
Like a snake bite.
Come over here. I'll do you. I'm sorry. I'll shock you.
No.
I'll shock you.
No. You're not shocking me.
It's got a little after effect, too.
Does it? Yeah, it does. It does have a little after effect after a while.
Roy, if you would like to die, you can bring that taser over here, but otherwise, keep it to yourself.
All right. She's, by the way, you are going to get hit next week. Loren, she's going to get the shock.
Mm-mm.
She's going to, well, even if you answer all the questions in truth or taser, I'm okay with that too. Because I know I wrote some questions for the lie detector test that you didn't answer.
Okay, that's fine.
And we'll know if you're lying. We'll tase you if we think you're not giving us the right answer.
Yeah. So if you're lying to us, we're shocking no matter what. So yeah, so it's not that bad, you know.
Stop. Roy, I swear to God, I've never hit a man, but I will knock you out.
All right, so truth or taser.
I think the noise is the scariest part of it.
Yeah. Honestly, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. But I'll tell you, there's a tingle. And the weird thing is he hit me in the butt and the tingle went down to my leg.
Yeah.
Oh, so
it's electricity.
It followed a nerve or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. So the fun starts with truth or taser. Next week, Manny, myself, Loren, and Roy are all going to have to answer questions or face the taser. There you go. All right, up next, the update on the little science experiment that's going on in my pants in 10 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
Find out who was banging on my door at 2 o'clock in the morning. That's going to be coming up here in about 5 minutes.
So, right around Thanksgiving, I read an article that said there's new underwear out that you could wear for 2 weeks straight because of this new technology called SilverTech Technology.
Yes.
So, our producers reached out to the company and said, hey, we have someone on the show who would like to try that. And that person turned out to be me. I told Nicole, I said, hey, listen, I really want to do this because I'm curious about it. And so last Wednesday, I put on these black underwear. And I'll show you guys, if you're on Facebook Live on the Kiss 95.1 Facebook page, there's nothing really special about them. They're black cotton underwear.
And they're that wickable material, so they're a little more, they're not as soft as typical underwear.
True.
Yeah.
But you know what? They're not entirely uncomfortable.
Okay.
So I did something that Roy says broke the rules.
Yeah, I agree.
And I guess you heard about it, too. I play tennis, and when I play tennis and work out, I wear, like, compression boxers, though, because I don't... Just trust me. It's better for everyone if I wear compression boxers while I play tennis. So I didn't wear these for when I played tennis the other day and when I was working out.
And I think that's cheating.
You do?
Yes.
So you want me today, I'm going to go to the gym, you want me to wear these on the treadmill?
Yes, I think you should wear your compression whatever over those.
Yes.
Okay.
So that way you're not, like, offending anyone at the gym, but...
Does anyone in here want to do a one-week test?
A sniff test?
Aren't you curious?
Roy said he does.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
But hang on here. Let's talk about logistics.
Where do you want to go?
Are you going to take them off? Does he have to smell them on you?
Yeah.
What?
You want me to take them off and throw them to you?
I don't know, but what if I smell other things?
You won't. I showered.
Okay.
So if nothing else, you're going to smell the goodness. Just smell the material. Like, I'll go like that,
oh,
to you.
Okay. Okay,
look,
that's fine.
I'll pull the material.
Okay.
To you.
Okay, okay.
Well, that's not really where it would stink anyway.
So tell me about, as I walk over there, tell me about the blue, turning me blue.
So there's a guy, Manny, and I'm concerned for your health.
Great.
There's a man who has literally, his entire skin has turned blue after taking silver for a skin condition.
From silver? He turned blue from silver?
Yes. Look at this man. He looks like a blueberry.
he does. And he's also wearing a blue shirt, so he's
like
playing it up.
Yeah. He does look like... They call him...
looks like a Smurf.
That's what they call
Violet,
him now.
You're turning Violet.
They call him Papa Smurf.
Okay, so I'm right now... By the way, this is really weird to come down towards your legs.
Be honest with me. What you think?
Hmm.
1 week. Same boxers, dude. Day, night.
I don't smell anything.
Get out of here. I don't believe you.
I smell the same factory smell that we smelt.
No way.
When he unwrapped it. Smell is
okay,
smells bouncers.
Smell.
Oh, the right one.
I don't believe it.
Smell it.
This side, just so you can smell something different.
Okay. Doesn't smell at all. The ring going in for the smell.
You're right.
It doesn't smell.
Get out of here.
That's 1 week, y'all.
I don't believe that.
He's worn boxers, the same pair for a week, and there's literally no smell.
I'm going to up the ante. I'm going to up the ante, and I'm going to wear these when I work out and play tennis this
Nicole
week.
Wants us to sniff another part, but I don't.
Nicole has a good point, though. The crotch is where the majority of the smells are going to be.
That's what I said.
Next week,
back.
I'm going to rip them off at this time next week, and I'll throw them over to you.
Okay.
Yeah. And you guys can sniff away, but it's working so far.
No, and we were only, by the way, so the listeners know, in case you didn't go onto the Kiss 95.1 Facebook page to watch, we were sniffing the thigh.
Yes, the hip thigh
yeah, underneath my waist.
Yeah,
on the front thigh.
So
okay,
you know.
Can you check? You also have a blue shirt on right now.
What do you want me to check?
Foreshadowing, maybe.
Oh,
I would like you to check to make sure that nothing is blue down there, and I don't mean the typical term that we say.
Right. And don't forget, I got the vasectomy, so I went through some trauma over vacation.
Yes.
So
maybe it's already blue.
Maybe, but how would you know then if it's?
What's
an
going
issue?
On here? Don't look at Aaron.
Yeah, watch the camera. Easy with the camera. I don't want to.
We got a new intern in here working.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and this is a real thing. Like, people's skin turn blue over silver. Anything blue?
I need the light. You're not going to believe this. I need to come closer to you guys.
You can't see if it's blue or not?
Here, do you want my flashlight on my phone?
Because you
nothing's
did
blue.
Okay.
Nothing's
you,
blue.
You did have a black and blue mark on
I
your
did.
Butt.
Oh, well, I also had a black and blue mark after the vasectomy. Oh. But yes, no, it's okay.
Okay.
No blue tint.
Can you keep an eye on that, please?
Yes,
please.
I will.
And by the way, we apologize to our Facebook audience. I see that we showed your butt.
Well, the other side would have probably been worse.
Yeah, so we'd much rather see that, I guess.
So here's our 1 week update. Manny wearing the same pair of underwear. My wife and my son hate this segment.
Right, because it's a sealed storyline. Like it's not even like a big storyline on the show. Like we're randomly sniffing your underwear.
Yeah.
Update is nothing bad 1 week in.
Okay, people are sending us messages and want to know if you feel clean.
I do, because I shower and put them back on.
Okay.
Okay.
Silver Tech technology, y'all.
It's still to come.
And it's not a commercial for these guys. It's just testing a theory.
There you go.
Okay, so somebody was banging on my door, 2 o'clock in the morning, and you think there's got to be an emergency. Something awful has happened. We'll talk about it. Who is at my doorstep? Coming up here in 3 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
All right, giving away $1,000 less than an hour away with Pay Your Bills. But was it this past Sunday evening? I guess there was some football game going on.
Yeah, the Patriots and the Chiefs, yep.
Don't know. Don't watch sports. So I went to bed. You know, I go to bed pretty early to wake up for the radio show. And at around 2, it was like 2:10 in the morning, banging on my door. Loud. Very loud.
Was it the police?
Well, you know, and when that happens, you think like, oh gosh, it's the police
wrong.
Or something's wrong or... this is not okay, or someone's trying to break in. I don't know why my mind went to that. It was just a knock, but I was like, maybe it's an obnoxious criminal.
Yeah. Was Sterling home?
Yeah, Sterling was home.
An obnoxious criminal waiting for me to open the door so he could rob me.
You know what I mean? Like, your mind just goes to all these places. So, I'm quickly trying to get dressed as fast as I can to go open the door. And open the door, and it's just a guy. And he's 100% sober. And he starts off with, "Hey, I didn't wake you, did I?"
It's 2:15 in the morning.
Like, you did. It's 2:00. Is everything okay? Are you okay? What's wrong? He goes, I have a bunch of friends over. I'm at just a couple apartments down from you, but on the other side of the elevator. And we drink all the beer, and I was wondering if you had any beer.
It's a national emergency.
Stop.
100%.
He was banging on the door with this kind of...
Yes.
Are you sure it was like...
I'm sure.
Had you ever met this person before?
No, I don't talk to my neighbors. So this guy was a complete stranger to me.
But he must have known you
Maybe he sees me or he knows I live there.
Unless you think he knocked on three doors before.
Yeah,
and
nobody else answered.
You were the first perp that answered.
And I stand there and I don't know why. I'm just kind of shocked and I'm go, yeah, let me check the fridge.
You gave him a beer?
I don't know why. I guess I was just kind of perplexed about the whole situation. So I went back to the beer, and I don't have cases of beer, but like in the very far, far back of my refrigerator is
like random.
Random. Like,
yeah.
I think it's like an Oktoberfest beer. I gave him some old.
Which is one?
Outdated. I gave him like two bottles that I had, and I don't have many beers, and he accepted. He very apologetic because I thought maybe you'd be awake. The game was on, and he was trying to talk about the game.
The game was over at 10:30.
But I don't know who's playing who. I don't know the sports. And so he was telling me about some random player.
Brady.
Something happened. I don't know.
Yeah.
But and so I'm like, yeah, man, listen, have a good night. And I'm just trying to shove him out the door. But he's banging on my door like something was wrong.
I think I would have just closed the door in his face.
Hey, can I have a beer? You have a beer?
Yeah, how old was he? Like, was it like a...
16.
Hiding from mom and dad.
His parents are out of town.
No, he's going to be in his early 30s, I'd say.
If anyone showed up at your door in the middle of the night and did some knocking, who was it and what did they want? 704-570-9595. Producer Nicole, we have about, we have a couple minutes, like 5 minutes or so to grab some calls on that, because that is funny.
Mm-hmm.
Roy's neighbor knocking on his door in the middle of the night.
And then I go back to the bedroom and I'm like, I don't even know how to describe this to Sterling.
Is Sterling awake?
Of course. I think the whole freaking wing of the building's awake after that banging.
Can I have a beer?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
I wonder if he's going to buy back for you.
I can't believe you should have been at that point. I'd be like, yeah, come on in. We'll have a beer together.
And I've had several incidents in my apartment complex where I guess if you people confuse my apartment with another apartment above me or below me. Because I've had people like attempt to come into my unit because they're like, oh gosh, I'm sorry, I'm on the wrong floor. I've had that before.
And Roy lives in a really well secured tower in Southend.
Gosh, I have to like get you screened through security and an advanced knowledge just to get you in my building.
We call it Fort Knox.
I love this. And this is why I love you. And I know that our MRL show family gets us because somebody with a 704 area code texted and said, I effing love Roy.
I do too, because not only did he get up, but he also went and got the beer. What am I going to do? Just tell the guy, no, I'm already up. I might as well. Help him out.
Hey.
All right, this is Victoria from Charlotte. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show. Who banged on your door in the middle of the night?
I had a neighbor a long time ago. They just started banging on my door, like emergency. I was thinking fire, something like that.
Right.
I grabbed my dog. I grabbed my friend. And they're like, do you have any butter? I'm making a cake.
Hey, do you live in Roy's building?
Yeah. What's wrong with people?
I have no idea. And I was like, no, I have no butter. And I closed the door in their face.
That's what I probably would have done. Like, in the middle of the night, I'm
really,
half asleep.
You think so?
I don't even know that I would have answered the question.
Victoria.
As soon as he asked me for the beer, I probably just would have shut the door.
I was already awake and scared, And I've kind of come to the conclusion, the people who are up all night, think it's strange that other people aren't up when they're up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
That did you get that vibe that this dude thought you'd be up too because of the game?
Yeah, he said it.
You know, like, or like he like they don't care.
Oh, yeah, he said that to you. He goes, I thought you'd be awake. It's 2:10 in the morning. The game ended at 10:30.
Very apologetic. Thought I'd be awake. This is Charles in Lincolnton. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning. So I was living in Texas about 5 years ago. About 2:30 in the morning, loud banging on the door. I go to the door. I open the door. There is this guy who announces to me, Texas State Bureau of Investigation, we have a warrant. Get on the ground.
Whoa!
You have my attention, sir.
Of course, they've got guns. I get on the ground. They get me in cuffs. They run my name. They do everything that they need to do and find out they have the wrong house.
Oh my God.
They were looking for my neighbor. It was in a duplex, but we both had the same address. I was A, he was B.
Oh, meanwhile, the guy in the B is flushing everything.
Yeah, he's already gone by the time they get to him.
Hey, Charles, you hold him for a minute, okay? Keep talking to
him. You just hear the commode going, people scurrying around.
The shredder. Okay.
Charles, when the police do that to you, when the State Bureau of Investigation does that to you, do they apologize? Because they still are on the hunt. They're still ready to get that right person.
Oh, like 14 shades of red and 30 minutes worth of apology.
Okay. All right. That's good. That's good to know. Thanks, Charles.
We just got a text message that said somebody knocked on the door in the middle of the night and asked for aluminum foil.
Aluminum foil? Why?
You know, I kind of understand this one. Because if you're coming home and you need to throw something in, like I just came home from a night of drinking. Maybe I want some pizza rolls. I need the tinfoil to put in the oven.
Maggie, real quick, we have about 30 seconds. Maggie in Fort Mill, tell Roy, Loren, and everyone else what the neighbor asked for.
My neighbor asked for a shovel and a pair of gloves.
Oh, no.
Oh, there they committed murder.
What time was that?
I'm a little bit older, so it was probably about midnight.
That's still pretty late to be asking for that.
Strange. Thanks, Maggie.
I can't find a reasonable reason why you would need a shovel and gloves at midnight. Wow. So keep the conversation going at the MRL show on Instagram, or you can do it on our Facebook Live. If you look up Kiss 95, you can watch MRL TV and you can tell us your stories there. But coming up, we have a brand new senseless survey. The guy thinks I'm one of those robo call, telemarketers. So he starts pressing all these buttons. You got to hear a brand new senseless survey coming up in 6 minutes.
We used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the senseless bureau calling.
We used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the senseless bureau.
Hello?
Hi, I am currently looking for Landon.
This is Landon. Who is this?
Hi, Landon. I am Mr. Brown with the U.S. Senseless.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Girl, I need to ask you a couple questions for your government.
Yeah, sure, one sec. Honey, this is a really good robocall. Click zero for the do not call list, right? Isn't that how it usually works?
No, Landon. Please stop hitting your buttons, Landon. It's not working.
Honey, would a robocall know that I'm pressing buttons?
Landon,
is that a valuable thing now? I don't get it.
Landon,
hello?
I'm not a robot.
Wait, what?
I'm a real person.
Oh, you're a real dude?
Yes, I'm real. I'm with the U.S. Census Bureau. I want to ask you some questions for the government.
Okay, I'm so sorry. My bad, man. It's just, all right, what is the question?
Okay, we'll just jump right in. Is the vice president's wife called the second lady or the vice first lady?
If it had to be one, I'd say the vice first lady, probably.
And do you have any mystery bruises?
I have one on my side right now. Yeah, I don't know how I got it.
Ever tasted the rainbow?
Yeah, I've had skulls before.
Do you think that that was a homosexual secret code sentence?
I mean, if it was, it didn't work, because I'm still married to my wife. So. Okay.
And have you ever referred to your fatty stomach as a food baby?
Mm-hmm. What the hell kind of... No, I never have. I don't have a fatty stomach.
Do you consider the toilet bowl your canvas?
Ew.
What?
Would you shop at a store called Bed Bath & Beyonce? Or your wife? I would also like to know if your wife would like to shop.
I probably wouldn't, but my wife definitely would.
Do you feel challenged when you drive a Dodge Challenger?
Never had the opportunity, but I would like to have that opportunity.
Ever realize that we're like 10 years away from grandma's being named Brittany?
Mm-hmm. No one's ever put it like that, but that is an interesting place to ring.
Yeah, the Rose and Evelyn eras are kind of gone. Ever seen The Crack of Dawn?
Yes.
Was it on a man or was it a woman named Dawn?
No, I thought you meant the son. No.
No, D-O-N or D-A-W-N, depending on, I was just trying to figure out if you knew.
I don't know who Dawn is. I've seen the sunrise in the morning. I've never seen the crack of any Dawn.
I have a buddy named Dawn. Would you like to see his crack?
I'm all right. I'm all right right now. I'm happily married, so no thank you.
Did you know that Flo Rida is starting to endorse a new line of maxi pants?
No, I'm out, man. No thanks.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
That might be your best one yet because...
I love when he goes too far, too, and you're like, what?
Because at some point, I'm just trying to get them to hang up. Get off my phone.
That's awesome. Every day, Monday, Wednesday, 720, 820, brand new Census survey right here on the MRL show.
Oscar nominations came out yesterday, and there were some big snubs and surprises. Now, as expected, the hits were Black Panther, A Star is Born, and Vice, all up for Best Picture. But noticeably, even though Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper were both given nods for their roles in A Star is Born, Bradley Cooper was denied a nomination for Best Actor.
You got a whole thing going over there, don't you? With sound effects.
He sure does.
They should do it game show style. Bradley, were you nominated for Best Director, yes or no? I'm going to say yes.
Oh, you were not.
Sorry, you weren't.
I am so sorry.
Sit back down.
Emily Blunt isn't up for anything either, even though she's got Mary Poppins or Quiet Place out. And Crazy Rich Asians, which was one of my favorite movies this year. Totally shut out.
Oh, no, really? Because that was an amazing movie.
I agree. I think movies right now are, like, in a low of all time, personally.
I think they need to update the Oscar committee.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I don't need some 81-year-old who's like, hey, The Godfather was the best picture.
Okay. Taylor Swift, she is getting ready to begin production on a new movie version of the musical Cats, and she has officially confirmed that she will be somehow part of the film, which is really exciting. Plus, we have a collaboration on the horizon from Niall and Shawn Mendes. They were both on Twitter kind of going back and forth saying, like, yes, we should absolutely work together.
Cool.
Yeah. Coming up in the 8:30 Dirty, Anne Hathaway says that she's done drinking for the next 18 years of her life.
Why is she picking a weird number?
You have to wait until 8:30. That's your dirty.
All right, let's play Can't Beat the Rain. 704-570-9595. She has so many wins. It's about time for you to call in and take her down.
It's time for Can't Beat the Rain. On Kiss 95.1.
Nikki from Charlotte, welcome to the Mani, Rory, and Lauren Morning Show.
Hello.
Hey, you're playing Can't Beat the Rain.
Yes.
First time?
No, it's not the first time.
How'd you do last time?
I think I've tied you a couple times.
All right, let's see if it's a tie today.
Okay, great.
Throw her out of the studio so we can play, Nikki.
All right, Lorraine, get out of the studio.
Going.
Lorraine is leaving the studio where she can no longer hear these questions, and that door is closed. Manny, go ahead.
Nick Cannon recently made some comments about Travis Scott for his relationship with Kylie Jenner. Who is Nick Cannon's ex-wife and baby mama?
My son wants to help me answer. Is that okay?
That's fine. We don't hear him, though.
Mariah Carey.
Okay, question two. Halsey's new hit Without Me is number one again. What is her ex? What ex is her song about?
I did not hear the beginning of that.
Halsey's new hit Without Me is number one again. What ex is her song about?
Oh, Halsey.
Three. Two.
They're like, hey, say it again. I'm trying to Google it.
One.
No, I'm not. No, I can't Google it. No, I don't know that one.
Okay. Question three. Niall Horan and Shawn Mendes are starting to tease a collab of a song together. What band was Niall a part of?
Gosh, I'm not doing good on this one at all. No, I don't know that one either.
Question four. The Walking Dead was just named the most in-demand show of 2018. What network does that show air on? The Walking Dead is on...
Three, two, one.
Roy, no answer there either. Okay, let's see how we do with question five. Both Hulu and Netflix have released new documentaries surrounding what horribly failed music festival in the Bahamas? What was that festival called? All over social media. Three, two, one. All right, Nikki and her son, no answer there. Come on in, Lauren. Not easy questions today.
Okay.
It's going to be a tough battle. Our friend Nikki and her son's in the car as well.
Oh.
They got one correct.
Oh, no. Okay.
Okay, maybe not such a tough battle, but you get the point.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
I haven't heard the questions yet.
Question one. Nick Cannon recently crashed on Travis Scott making jokes for his relationship with Kylie Jenner. Mm-hmm. Who is Nick Cannon's ex-wife and baby mama?
Mariah Carey.
Okay.
All right, 1-1.
That's where things were going well.
Okay.
Halsey's new hit, Without Me, is number one again. What X is her song about?
G-Eazy.
That's correct. I mean, we're going to do that every time.
Niall Horan and Shawn Mendes are starting to tease a collab together. What band was Niall a part of?
One Direction.
That is correct. No answer from Nikki.
The Walking Dead was just named the most in-demand show in 2018. What network does that show air on?
I don't know.
Oh, that's incorrect.
Yeah.
It's AMC. They got that incorrect as well. 3-1.
I would have said A&E anyway. That's all right. What was going through my head.
Question five. Both Hulu and Netflix have both released new documentaries surrounding what horribly failed music festival that took place or didn't take place in the Bahamas.
Firefest.
That is festival. Correct. Final score, 4-1. And then you got 29 wins. Congratulations.
Nikki, I'm so sorry. You guys know what I want to hear. Nikki, I think they hung
up. Oh, they're long gone.
Oh,
if you get one question right, you don't hang around, Lauren.
Oh.
I feel bad for them. They had such a fun time.
I know. Maybe we lost their connection.
Okay.
All right.
All right, listen, we got to give away $1,000 with Pay Your Bills. Also, Confession Wednesday, letting those deep, dark secrets off your chest. It comes your way in 5 minutes.
Have a confession to make.
Go on.
It's Confession Wednesday on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. This is a Planet Fitness judgment-free zone. Kiss 95.1.
You never pull up the mics that early.
What was so important that you had to say something to Roy?
You guys are talking about people's bios on Insta.
Yeah.
And that's coming up on the show later in next hour, trust me. People have some interesting things on their bios. And some things that definitely mean stuff to them. So we'll talk about that.
Listen, we're going to pay your bills, though. $1,000. Giving it to you here in 5 minutes. So if you want money, do not turn that radio station.
Okay. We need your confessions right now. Second Confession Wednesday of 2019. What do you need to clean out of this closet to start your 2019 off on the right foot?
All right. Let's kick things off.
Albemarle and Mooresville, Roy. You call it.
Albemarle. This is anonymous.
Hi. All right. So I have a best friend. We used to work together, and we've been best friends for 11 years. He's been in and out of his marriage. They still live together. He's only there for his kids' sake. But I'm pregnant by him, and we did use birth control, and he knows about it, and he's freaking out because he doesn't want to tell his wife.
When this happened, were they out of, like, were they on a break? You say he was in and out of his marriage.
Yes.
Did you move furniture once, or was this just like a one-time miracle, or?
No, we've been moving furniture for the past 11 years on and off because his marriage, he's not getting any furniture moved in his marriage
right.
or anything, mm-hmm. and a lot of things have been going on wrong. And he's only staying for the kids. So he's always came to me. I mean.
Cool. Well.
Cool.
Well, I mean, what do you want me to say? Well, judgment-free zone.
Here's a question.
Is he going to take care of the baby? That's what I really want to know.
Yes. He is going to help with the baby, but the baby's going to be a secret.
Oh. Interesting. Okay.
That
happened to my family. There was a secret child that we found out when my grandparents passed.
Yeah, they were at the wake.
Yeah.
Hey, Anonymous and Albemarle, will there ever be a chance that he leaves his wife and you two start a family? Like, it sounds like you guys have been moving furniture for 11 years. Like,
yeah, why not just do the whole relationship thing?
Because I don't want a relationship. Relationships are overrated and just too much stress and everything. So I prefer to just be a single parent as I am anyways.
Okay.
Not your first child.
No, I actually have four daughters.
Gotcha.
All right. Cool. Thank you so much for calling in and confessing. I hope you have a good day, Anonymous.
Alrighty, thank you.
Uh-huh. I thought this was her first baby when she said she thinks relationships are stressful. I was like, wait until you hit parenthood.
Hey, she has four kids. They might as well just send one school bus over to her house when she has.
She's good at five kids is a lot.
Beep, beep. Come on, kids.
Okay, so we need more of your confessions at 704-570-9595. Producer Nicole says we got to give you $1,000 to pay your bills.
Okay.
And then after that, there's somebody else on the phone who said she's responsible for cheating, but it's not her fault.
Okay.
I'd like to hear that one.
All right, it's all coming up in just about 5 minutes, you guys.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
I have a confession to make.
Go on. It's Confession Wednesday on the Manny, Roy, and Lorette Show. This is a Planet Fitness judgment-free zone. KISS 95.1.
It's free therapy in our judgment-free zone studios, thanks to Planet Fitness.
Yeah, speaking of Planet Fitness, so there I was yesterday doing a Facebook Live like I do for the good people over at Planet Fitness.
Yeah.
We're doing an amazing special right now. You got to head over to planetfitness.com to check it out. But I'm on Facebook Live, and I start getting heckled by somebody.
Oh, well.
Ask the trainer if she thinks you have a physically fit body. don't use the massage chair in an inappropriate way.
You know
what
that is?
Shoots water up your butt.
Do you know who the heckler was?
Yeah. I have a very good idea.
Who do you think it was?
It's your partner in crime, Roy Brown.
It was Roy.
It was so funny.
And you know what? That's karma coming back on you for jumping on other people's Facebook Lives and heckling them.
We like to heckle Brad Panovich on WCNC to the point where someone, a fan of Brad's, called our radio station to complain.
And sent an email.
Yeah. Okay, so we need your confessions at 704-570-9595. We have another segment of Confession Wednesday. Lorraine, is 2019. It's our second one. Wouldn't you say it's good to start the year cleansing the past?
Yeah, on a clean slate. It'll make you feel better.
Judgment-free zone.
Yeah, 704-570-9595. Call right now to get your confession on the air. We're going to Anonymous up in Mooresville. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show. What's your confession?
Okay, this is kind of confusing, but kind of just bear with me, follow along with me. My husband and I, we hang out with two other couples in our neighborhood. So, like, all six of us are always hanging around, like, playing cards, cooking out, doing different things together.
Okay.
Well, one of the wives, I was talking to her, telling her that I thought that my husband was having an affair. And she was like, oh, he is having an affair. He's having an affair with so-and-so, the third wife in our group. I was like, oh, really? And she's like, yeah, and I can prove it. So a few nights later, they had a Halloween party, and I was, you know, mad. And I got an idea in my head that all night, no matter what, anytime her husband left the room, I was going to fall behind him, jump his bones, and just, you know, go to town, get my revenge. So all night.
Oh, you were going to cheat with her man?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you know, one good turn deserves another. So.
Okay, especially in that neighborhood.
Yeah, I follow him out like he goes to get beer in the garage. I follow him. We make out. Like, he goes to the bathroom, like, 2 seconds later. Like, I'm like, oh, I gotta go to the bathroom, too. Then I follow him, make out.
Whoa.
So.
Never go past making out?
No, thank God. Oh, my God. No, it was little Roman hands and Russian fingers, if you know what I'm saying. But no.
Okay, there it is.
So
A few days later, I'm sitting with my girlfriend, and I'm, like, telling her all about, like, everything that went down. And she was like, whoa, you what? And I'm like, you know, I just thought I would get revenge. And she's like, dude, I was kidding.
Oh, no. That's so an awful joke.
That's a terrible joke, especially when she said, I can prove it.
Right. Yeah.
So you, in turn, did some cheating, and you can't confirm that your husband was cheating on you.
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. How many months went by of you thinking your husband was a cheater?
Well, it was only, like, a few days between, like, when her and I talked and then the party went down.
I'm thinking, like, gosh, you went, like, half the year hating your man.
And did you ever, obviously you never found any evidence. You just took her word for it?
No, we play practical jokes on each other. We mess around with each other. And I think I was just being like hormonal and paranoid or whatever. And, you know, I kind of just ran with it.
Okay. So you are a tight-knit group. My next follow-up question is, will you ever tell the other wife, like, hey, the damnedest thing happened, y'all. I thought you two were having an affair, so I jumped your husband's bones. Like, are you guys good enough friends where, like, that would be okay?
Oh, man. I don't think so. Like, me and the other wife are. You know what I'm saying? Like, me and the second wife, like, we're really good friends, but the third wife, like, they're the newest, you know, in the group. So I don't think so.
I would
maybe
be afraid.
5 years from now.
I would be afraid that the second wife
would tell the third. Oh, sounds like she's got a mouth on her.
Mm-hmm.
What about your husband? Would he be mad? Would he leave you? I mean, are we at that level?
I don't think that he would leave me. I think that honestly he would laugh because I'm a mess and he knows it.
And then I'm telling you, certain neighborhoods, this is like not that big of a deal.
Certain neighborhoods?
Yes. Yes, and I'm not talking about swinging, Lorraine.
Okay, I'm like, communities? Right. Like, what are we talking about?
What goes on in your cul-de-sac, buddy?
Yeah.
Not this. But I could see, like, in some communities where, like, because we're the newest people there. But, like, if you lived in a neighborhood with couples for, like, 6 years and your wife made out with that husband, like, I mean, is that big of a deal?
Do you know what would happen in my household if I told Dallas I made out with this friend because I thought he was cheating on me with his wife?
Okay, take that out. What if you told Dallas, like, hey, what if Dallas was there and you just turned and made out with the guy right in front of him and you guys were all friends?
We would probably be divorced.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
What goes on in your house?
Seriously.
Hold on a second. Anonymous.
Not a big deal.
I'm going to let you go because I got a fight to fight, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks so much
for
confessing.
You're hanging out. So what's your neighbor's name?
Stop. Hypothetically.
If your wife, Amanda, started making out with your neighbor.
Nicole, can you help me with this? You don't live in neighborhoods. I need somebody who lives in a neighborhood who tells me that they understand
that everybody can make out with everyone.
Yes.
What?
It's so crazy. 704-570-9595.
Seriously, we have a few minutes. Somebody help me. I'm telling you. If your husband was cool... Follow me. Hold on.
What is happening down in Waxhaw?
It's not me. I'm just saying hypothetically. Like, I can see how that happens.
How many neighbors are you making out with?
Roy and Loren, you guys are neighbors. You're married, Roy. You're not gay in this scenario.
Oh, okay.
You're heterosexual. You're married, and you guys are all good friends. Uh-huh. You go away together. You go to
travel.
You travel together. Uh-huh. Spend all the holidays and all that stuff. Your kids are all friends.
Yeah.
You're all around the bonfire,
it's like
drinking.
Your family.
Having a good time. My phone's blowing up. I don't know who's texting me.
Your wife?
Every person you know saying you're wrong.
You're around the bonfire, have a couple drinks, and you're like, you know what? Dallas kisses me in the weirdest way. Roy, the other husband, goes, how does he kiss you? And Dallas goes, show him, Ren.
No, okay.
What?
Well,
and then you guys kiss, and it's not that big of a deal.
I think your reality movie scenarios are all like meshing in your brain, but first of all, what person in their right mind is like, yeah, make out with him? And that's different, by the way, because then he would be involved. That would be a swinging community.
And I'm not saying that this would happen to me. Like, trust me, I wouldn't be okay with this. I'm just saying I can understand communities where this would be okay and circles of friends where it would be okay.
Yo, I can't believe I'm going to say this.
No, somebody is not on the phone to defend him.
We have Chelsea, and she agrees with Manny. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning, guys.
Chelsea, don't you understand that it could be, tell them.
So, one of my best friends, her
fiance and I always joke that, like, I'm the second wife, and I'm pretty sure if, like, we, like, made out in front of her, she would just jokingly be like, all right, guys, that's enough. I get it. Get the room later, and then be
okay.
No, that's not true. Listen, I have girlfriends that I've cheered with, I've known for years. We joke around about, like, that's my wifey, that's Dallas's second wife. But make no mistake, if Missy ever made out with Dallas, I'd be pulling somebody outside by the hair. Okay?
Let me ask you this, Manny. What if you made out with Loren? What would Amanda do?
Right now?
Yes.
No. That's a different scenario. I'm not saying that.
What
I'm
are you saying? Like, it's your work wife. You're very close with her.
We were all around Loren's bonfire, hanging out, having fun, and like Dallas and Amanda were both like, go, go, go. Don't you think we would kiss?
No.
That's so bizarre. I'm so fascinated that you have a very different opinion.
And it's all hypothetical. I'm telling you. Half of Waxaw is texting me telling me I'm nuts, but I'm telling you.
But you're about to be disinvited into so many get-togethers.
You know,
don't
invite
Manny. He might make out with you.
I was going to have a little get-together to let our au pair meet new people on Saturday. I don't know if you're invited.
Chelsea, I'm not
Manny's
saying...
Manny's going to be making out with your au pair before it's over.
You guys are missing the point, and so is my wife who's texting me. I'm not saying I would do this, Chelsea, and Josh from Lancaster's on hold, too. I'm just saying I can see circles where that would happen. And hypothetically, Loren, given the scenario and all the fun that everybody's having, you could turn, and I'm not saying make out, but you could turn and kiss a friend and be like, show them how you kiss, honey.
I don't want to kiss my mom on the lips, let alone somebody other than my husband.
Also, the sentence of show them how you kiss is strange to me.
Yeah.
Don't teach me how to kiss.
I hate you guys.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Roy, I'm sorry. My apology took up the senseless survey spot.
That's fine.
But the show kind of went off the rails and it needed to be retracted.
You had to do a statement.
I had to read a pre-prepared statement.
Manny, I love you.
Thank you, Loren.
Sometimes things come out of your mouth and I don't know where you're going. And you are. You are a train off the tracks.
Man. Area code 828 said, y'all are the perfect three for this job. I love how everyone has different point of views. Manny, y'all are hilarious. And I got to be honest, that's like not pre-planned. Like, I looked over at Roy and Loren, and I'm like, surely somebody would agree with me. And you guys looked at me
He didn't plan that at 8:15 this morning, he was going to lose all of his friends in his neighborhood.
My wife said, how come Roy and Loren don't say creepy crap like that? Roy says creepy stuff all the time. He said, in the butt today.
And yeah, I wanted to poke you in the butt.
Nobody got to see this unless you watch us on Facebook. Facebook Live, you don't see the behind the things, but Mamie's wife called him and chewed his ear for a good 5 minutes, and it was the best part of my day.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
We can hear
take the drama away from your house a little bit, huh?
All right, what's going on in Hollywood?
You're seriously the best. The Oscar nominations came out. A couple snubs, a couple surprises, but Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper both got nominated for their roles in A Star is Born. However, Bradley Cooper did not get nominated for Best Director, so people were saying that was a snub, and Emily Blunt was shut out for Mary Poppins Returns and A Quiet Place. The biggest shutout of the Oscars, Crazy Rich Asians, completely shut out, was not nominated for anything.
Good movie.
Yeah, it was an awesome movie. So Anne Hathaway, she has decided that she is not drinking for the next 18 years of her life, which sounds like a strange number to just pick 18 years, but she has a good reason.
I did. I quit drinking back in October for 18 years. I'm going to stop drinking while my son's living in my house, just because I don't totally love the way I do it. I did one school run one day where I dropped him off at school. I wasn't driving, but I was hungover, and that was enough for me. I didn't love that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Loren's excited about that.
I don't know if I could do it, but
you know what's amazing? Sorry, it has nothing to do with the dirty.
What?
I'm wearing underwear for a week now, a week straight, the same pair of underwear, and that's not the stupidest thing I did today.
And that's not why your wife is mad at you.
That's not why my wife hates me. Can you believe that, people? The sacrifices I make for this dumb show, you have no idea.
And Static is beating us in the ratings.
All right, real quick, what's Loren like? What's trending? What's hot? What does everyone need to get their hands on?
All right, I just found this online, and it's a Band-Aid that you can put on that removes skin tags, moles, or acne.
Whoa,
it's painless, effortless, and fast healing. But these are really cool. I I want to see if they really do work.
All right. I mean, I got a mole.
Yeah? You want to try it?
Rip it off.
It doesn't rip it off, so I guess it dissolves it.
Dissolves it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm interested. We'll have that information up for you at kiss951.com.
All right, Roy, what's coming up next? I'm out.
Well, you're out. You don't want to talk anymore?
Well, I mean, how much more trouble could you get yourself into,
Let's not do the next segment that's on the sheet, because I have a feeling that I'll probably say that I agree with one of those.
It's new dating trends. Yeah. You think you could really fall into a trap?
You know how we kind of got into the conversation off the air about people's Instagram bios?
Oh, yes. So some people will put, like, biblical stuff there.
We want to hear your Instagram bio at 704-570-9595. It's going to sound crazy and ridiculous to do on the radio, but some of your bios are super funny and super creative.
Like one of them was, not all wanderers are lost.
Bang.
How cool is that?
704-570-9595. We just want to hear your Instagram bio. You introduce yourself and give us your bio.
So we are going to be paying your bills coming up at 11 a.m. Make sure you're listening to our Midday Big Cameron for your chance to win $1,000.
Just by texting in, I'm sorry, you don't text her this one. You go to the app or the website to put in the word that we give you. And just by doing that, you're in the running for the grand prize of $10,000. I don't think we talk about that enough.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, even if you don't win the $1,000, you could still win the $10,000.
You could pay a lot of bills with that.
So on Instagram, a lot of people have funny bios, or they have inspirational bios, biblical bios.
And you guys are, like, intrigued by these.
Very much so. My Instagram bio, let's read out ours.
Yeah. What is yours?
I'm pulling mine up. Mine says, 1/3 at the MRL show, I once was on a TV show.
Which is true. It's all true.
Yeah.
My Big Fat Fabulous Life on TLC. Two seasons.
Mine is just like a resume.
God.
It just, co-host of the MRL morning show, fashion lifestyle blogger, former NFL Dolphins cheerleader, former NBA honeybee cheerleader, Miss Pennsylvania USA 2008, and mom to baby Cash.
Why do you have all those things, Lorraine?
I don't know.
You got to delete like four of them.
And I've tagged I tagged our show, Miami Dolphins.
Why?
The honeybees. I don't know.
Go
Cash's
ahead.
Account.
It's a resume. Lorraine is a resume. I think she uses Instagram to talk to recruiters.
That's what a bio is.
Go ahead and give us your name and tell us your Insta bio at 704-570-9595 if you could safely do that. You can also text that number.
This is Mark driving down 45. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Mark, I hope you're not driving and trying to read on Instagram.
No, I'm parked right now.
All right, so what's on your Instagram bio?
Well, I drive a gas truck, so my Instagram handle is I'm the Gas Man, and my bio is delivering fuel so y'all can keep the roads hot.
Hey, I love it. I love it.
That's a good one, dude.
Take care, guys. Love the show.
See you, buddy. Thanks, Mark, for calling in.
Mine is, I'm an imperfect person living in an imperfect world. Living in an imperfect world.
That's what yours says?
Ain't that the truth?
Especially after today's show. When your wife comes home and she's angry at you, can you show her that? I'm an imperfect man.
Just admit fault.
A lot of people, though, and the reason why this even came up was off the air. Like, I was just, you know, I always check to see, like, some new followers and, like, make sure they're from here. I always like to know that, like, people from Charlotte are following us. Mm-hmm. That matters most. And a lot of people have God and inspiration. Mm-hmm. And I was like, maybe I should go that route. I mean, some people are very, very, like, not religious, just very, very faith-driven, you know, like to...
Inspirational.
Yeah, it's like mother of three, and then maybe even name the kids. Wife of awesome husband, you know, Jason.
Yeah.
Glory be to God. I'm like, whoa, mine says I'm an imperfect person living in an imperfect world. Like, what's the truth here?
Hey, I found some cool ones, too.
Okay, go ahead.
And, I mean, they're fun. My favorite probably so far is there's one that says scratch here to unveil a secret bio. And you know everybody, everybody is trying to scratch Instagram.
It.
Yeah,
rub it.
A cupcake in search of a stud muffin.
Okay.
The best things come when you live outside your comfort zone. That's wow. a little inspirational one yeah. for you. Yep, I'm just another Instagram influencer. Oh, wow.
That's funny. Hired by the Fyre Fest.
Everybody, right?
I like it when people have different fonts. I'm like, how do you do that?
Like what Cam does?
Yeah.
Oh, he has a whole nother that's keypad.
Not really that, though. Like, some people, like, literally will have different fonts.
Let's see what Nicole's is. Here it is.
Oh, this is...
hers, she doesn't have anything. Why don't you have
nothing?
Anything crucial?
Nothing? Yes, I just said, like, producer.
Yeah, producer, the NRL like, show executive producer.
I don't know.
Oh, there, don't know. And there's a YouTube link. Let me click that.
She does those cool videos.
Exclusive Black Bear interview. Oh, wow. That's you. Okay, you're trying to bring us hits. I like that.
I practice.
You're very pro-Kiss.
Yeah.
You're all in.
Thanks, producer Nicole.
Let's see what Aaron has, our digital producer. Associate producer of the MRL show, Wingate 2020, graphics and video production. Link to fire safety PSA. What?
What?
No.
What is that, Aaron?
I kind of forgot that was there.
What is this?
I burned myself. I was playing with fire.
Whoa. Okay, hang on. Let me describe to you what I just saw.
Oh, is this a fire in the sink?
Yeah. There was a man's hand, and it was on fire.
Yeah. That wasn't my hand. That was somebody else's hand.
What did I just witness? Why is that in your bio?
No, it was a PSA I had to do for a class.
Okay.
All right. I did on fire safety because I burned myself. I told you not to click it, man.
Okay.
Yo, we're getting funny text messages.
We are. Did you see this one? In a world of warriors, be a warrior.
That's good.
That's cool.
I like area code 205 says sassy, classy, and a bit smart assy.
Yeah! I like this one, my buddy Colin. It's at typical NC gay. It says cupcakes are just gay muffins.
Wait. It says what?
His handle is typical NC gay, and his bio says cupcakes are just gay muffins.
How about 704 said you inspired me to change mine? Go for it. Here's a good one. Got off the struggle bus and boarded the Hot Mess Express.
Yep. That's the story of my life. Too. I might steal that.
That's good. All right, keep them coming. 704-570-9595. The MRL show, we roll on a Wednesday. Happy to do so. We need a tape measure or a ruler in here because today is National Measure This on Your Body Day. We'll tell you what that is coming up in 10. And who's got the biggest in the room?
Kiss. This is the MRL Morning Show with me. Roy and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
Oh, what a show.
We got a ruler in the studio, and we're supposed to be measuring something to figure out who has the biggest.
Nicole, come in here. We want you to play, too.
I'm pretty sure I have the biggest.
Hey, Aaron, we want you to play.
You can play. Come on over.
Intern, Sydney, in the back office wants to come in and play.
Okay.
Come on, everybody, come in here.
It's a very special holiday.
What is today?
January 23rd is... Measure Your Feet Day.
Hey.
Yeah. Who even knew this was a holiday?
I already know who's going to win, you guys.
Me too. Mr. Boat.
Yeah. Clown feet over here.
And it might seem like a bizarre holiday, and it doesn't have to, it's not revolving around a fetish or anything like that.
Oh, that's good. It's not creepy.
Okay. For a change, something on our show is not creepy.
Yeah. The good reason for it is that so many people wear the wrong size shoe or a misshapen shoe for their foot.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
I have an enormous big toe, and I think that's an issue sometimes.
With your feet? Well, you probably need wider body shoes.
I have really wide feet, too. And if you don't have the right shoe on, oh, it'll make your life hell.
You know, I was in Puerto Rico, and everybody was putting on flippers to go snorkeling. And they literally did not have a big enough flipper for me. And the guy's like, your foot's big enough. You don't need one.
A flipper.
Your feet are flippers.
Keep right. a whole boat.
We'll measure Roy last. Loren, go ahead. Let's just put the ruler on the ground, and we'll just step next to it and see
how we all measure. For the shoe, keeping our shoe on or taking it off?
No, take your shoe off.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was going to say.
Let's do our feet.
All right. I have bad news. I don't think Roy's even going to fit on this ruler.
Oh, I think it will.
Okay, then let's see who's second biggest to Roy.
Right, Loren is putting her foot beside the ruler. How many inches are you?
I am 8.5 inches.
Okay. That's not bad.
That's not bad.
All right, Aaron, A.A. Ron, why don't you go next? Our producer, our video producer, A.A. Ron.
I'm going to write these down.
I found out for years I was buying the wrong size shoe.
Buddy, if you're going to talk, you got to talk
into
a microphone.
Yeah, you have to talk into the microphone. We work in radio.
I found out I was buying the wrong size shoe for years.
Still not doing it.
I was looking down my foot.
Okay, well,
you were buying the wrong size shoe.
How long does it take to take your shoe off?
It's off.
All right, so what's your shoe size?
We're right at like 10 inches.
Ooh.
10 inches. Do you buy a 10?
And what's a 10?
I don't know. It depends. I think 9.5 usually, but...
Oh.
See, you could still be wearing the wrong shoe size.
Does that mean you buy a 10?
I don't know how it works.
Get out. Producer Nicole, you're next.
Get out.
I wear an 8, so it's pretty accurate.
Here we go.
What do you think Nicole's is going to be? Because she's an athlete.
Probably 11.
11.
10.
I think she's going to be 9.
9?
Say around 10. Nicole?
What do you got? You need help?
No, I'm trying to line my heel up.
Oh, dang.
Where's she at?
Nicole's an 11.
I'm a solid 11 inches, my friend.
I thought you were 11, then he doubted me. That's a big one.
Isolate that. Nicole just said you're going to be a 6.
Me?
Yeah.
All right. Let me put my heel on the ruler here.
Hey, Meany's measuring.
Okay,
I'm at
Meany?
Like 10 and a half, right?
Yep, you're a 10 and a half.
Okay, now.
Roy's going to need two rollers.
I don't know. So I typically... Oh, no. My sock almost came off. I typically wear...
Like a 15.
Well, 14 to 15, depending on who makes it. You know.
Is that weird that I know Roy's shoe size?
If you're just joining us today, is national... What is it, Loren? Measure your
foot day.
Okay. Roy's got a huge foot. We all know that because we see his sandal in the summer, and it's like a surfboard.
So here it says,
you're an entire roller.
An entire ruler.
Is it?
It's 12 inches.
12 inches.
Yeah.
Yep. So okay. I wonder how that translates over to shoe sizes.
Well, I think guys and women have different, they run differently.
Yes.
So where mine was pretty true.
Technically, I think maybe I need to move up just a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're.
Technically, like, bro, you need something in the way of a flipper.
Yeah, look how big this thing is. I have Ronald McDonald feet. I'm like a clown.
Do you have to go to the clown store to buy special shoes?
There is a photo, and I think it's permanently burned from our MRL history. But I don't know what we were doing or where we were, if we were at a pool party, but I don't have any shoes on. And, like, all you see when you see the three of us is my feet. Yeah. They're so massive.
All right, give us the numbers, then, in order from biggest to smallest.
From biggest to smallest?
On National Measure Your Foot Day.
So, Roy is a 12.
Yep.
Nicole is the next with 11.
Yeah.
Then, Maney at 10 and a half. Aaron at 10. And I'm last at 8.5. That's okay. I'm okay with my smaller feet. Exactly.
If intern Sydney wants to play in the back office, she can too, because I have a feeling that you might be bigger than her.
Wow. So. My feet smell.
Oh, all right. Hey, up next, we got to tell you know, North Carolina made a list. They put these lists out. Top states, best states, worst states. And North Carolina made the list, and they're number 6 on the list. We'll tell you what we're number 6 thing coming up just after 9.
KS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
I'm kind of surprised about this list that we made.
Well, we didn't make it.
That North Carolina is on.
Gotcha.
Okay. Yeah. And we're number 6 on this list?
Yeah. So what's one of the biggest complaints you think we get about the city of Charlotte?
Hardest to date.
Biggest complaint. Yeah, I mean, you took the words out of my mouth. Places to eat.
Places to eat, okay. Mm-hmm. Traffic.
Traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting on 77 going up to the lake.
Oh, yeah.
85 is a mess.
Construction. Yep.
485 is a joke.
Kannapolis is in year 13 of construction.
Toll roads. Is that what it is? Are we the worst traffic city?
We're number 6 on the top 10 best driving states.
Best driving states?
Best.
Mm. What do they take into consideration?
They didn't look at my driving record when they made that list.
they judged 50 states across 30 key indicators of a positive commute, like average gas prices, share of rush hour traffic congestion, road quality, and more.
And we're in the top 10 best for that?
We're in the top 10 best, yeah. The worst state, by the way, is Hawaii, which is coming in dead last because of cost of ownership, maintenance, and it's in the bottom five for traffic and infrastructure.
And gas is super expensive in Hawaii. I wonder what it is right now. I'll look. And then to get your car fixed, everything has to be shipped in.
Well, not only that, but you have to ship your car there. You know, that's like, it's an island. I mean,
oh, yeah, to get your car there, you're right.
So owning is really expensive to just get it there.
Number two.
I paid $209 this morning. It's $249 in Hawaii.
That's not bad.
It's not great. It ain't horrible.
It looks like the average is around $270 because that's Costco. That's $259.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see here. Alaska is number two for the worst driving states. Washington's a worst driving state, number three. That's weird. Rhode Island's a worst driving state. No one even visits Rhode Island. Why would that even be on the list?
You drive through Rhode Island, you're out of the state.
That's true.
Yeah.
You know, with our new au pair, I was taking her driving the other day. She's got to practice here in the U.S. before she can get her driver's license.
Do they drive on the other side of the road in Italy?
No.
Okay, that's good. That's a start.
Yes, that is a start. But she's used to driving a manual, and all of our cars are automatic, so she wants to drive with 2 feet. And that makes it very difficult. But she was asking questions about like what happens if it snows here. And for the most part, our main roads are pretty well salted. And so we were having that conversation, which I assume falls into that too.
The city will shut down and kids won't have school for 5 days.
Yeah. That is true. But that's not because of the main roads.
You stay here.
That's because of the secondary roads, you know? So if she needed to get somewhere, she could still get somewhere. But this poor girl, I'm teaching her how to drive. And I'm the last person in this entire world that should be teaching anyone how to operate a vehicle.
We've been wanting to do this. We had to scrap it yesterday, but we want to take a driving quiz.
Yeah, the question, because you said on a text message that you guys got questions wrong.
Yeah, well, she already asked me, you know, we came to a four-way stop, and she said, so what happens if there's cars at all four stops? And I'm like,
You don't know that?
Well, I know that the first person there has the right-of-way, which I told her, but then she says, well, then what? And I was
then it's the next person that arrived.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. It's the order in which they arrived.
No, it is not.
I'll give my answer tomorrow.
Okay.
In what world is it not that?
That's what I thought it was, Roy.
It's whoever got there first.
Not when there's four different cars in the intersection.
So like, no, right? I think I know the answer. Can I say it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Isn't it the car to your right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, how?
Did you know that, Aaron?
To the right has the right of way.
Every car's to the right.
No, you have a car to your left and a car in front of you.
If you're at a four-way stop, there's always going to be every car's at a...
Because it's a circle, yes. But you would yield to the person to your immediate right, so they would get to go first. That's technically the law.
But then that person's yielding to the other person that's to the right of them. That doesn't make sense.
No one's going anywhere.
No one's going anywhere. Who wrote that law? It's crap. It is whoever got there first. I'm calling our governor, and we're changing that stupid law.
That's so stupid. It's the MRL show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.